Now we continue our ongoing national coverage of transportation and the government stimulus package. We're going to take you to Kansas City today, where there's an ambitious project that hopes to take federal stimulus dollars and then use them to revolutionize public transportation there. The federal money is coming from a program that's called TIGER, and it's funding 51 innovative transportation projects across the country. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced which communities would be getting TIGER funds yesterday. So joining us again is Takeaway Transportation correspondent Andrea Bernstein. Andrea, what is TIGER?
Celeste?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me what TIGER is.
TIGER stands for Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery. And, remember back in the campaign when the president was sort of talking about all the new ways of governing and how money was going to be handed out based on merit? Well, you've got this, big old stimulus package of $787 billion, and you've got this little bitty piece, $1.5 billion. But this $1.5 billion is actually upending the whole way transportation is funded in this country. Because what the administration did is it took applications and it handed them out based on merit. How much would it help economically distressed areas? How good would it be for the environment? And what it came up with is a pretty interesting package of transportation projects around the country. You've got a bus rapid transit, sort of state-of-the-art fast buses in Nevada and in Colorado. You've got a streetcar in Tucson, one in Dallas. You've got light rail in Detroit. You've got bike lanes in Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey. And the idea of all of these projects is that they're supposed to start to remake the way Americans get around.
I think maybe the federal government wasn't prepared for the huge amount of applications that came in. How many cities applied for this money?
They got actually $60 billion worth of applications from around the country. Many states applied several times over. They gave dozens of projects. So this was a huge, huge, huge response. And one of the things that they're hoping is that by sort of beginning to shift the way people think about transportation funding, that when they get to the giant transportation reauthorization bill, which is either going to come up this year or next, that people will begin to think, okay, we're not going to sort of hand out the way we always have based on congressional district, but we're going to hand out stuff based on a project's merit. And if you look at the whole stimulus and how the funding is being handed out, this is one area where you actually see that it's sort of doing the things that the administration promised with the stimulus, which is that it would not only get money out the door, put people to work, but also start to pave the way, if you will, for the future transportation network
right.
of the country.
Okay, well, let's go to one of the cities that actually won this contest for money, Kansas City, Missouri, and we're joined today by Rodney Knott. He's the president of Kansas City's historic Mannheim Park Association. Rodney, how much money did you get, and was it what you applied for?
Good morning. Kansas City received, the region received $50 million.
That's a lot of money. Is that how much you asked for?
Yes. Basically, Kansas City is unique in that we sit on the border between Missouri and Kansas. And so we applied regionally. So some of the projects are in Missouri and some are in Kansas.
Okay, so what are you doing with this $50 million?
Well, the $50 million on the Missouri side is going to go for, number one, what we call the Green Max bus line. And basically it's an express bus, but it's one that is more energy efficient.
Okay, it uses natural gas or what?
Yes.
Do you mean? Okay.
And we also are going to be using it for infrastructure, sidewalks, curbs, streets, street lights, and a better stoplight system, one that can be coordinated to match traffic.
Well, what are these neighborhoods like that are going to be served by this bus line?
Well, unfortunately, the neighborhoods that are being targeted have been historically underfunded. So they are primarily lower-income neighborhoods in the inner city.
And the bus line is going to help them? How is it going to help them? It's going to get them into to work and jobs, or what is
it? Unfortunately, as our cities have developed, things have become more spread out. So transportation for lower-income folks tends to be a little bit more difficult because most of the jobs are not in the neighborhoods they live in. So transportation is invaluable to them not only finding work, but just being able to do daily things that many of us take for granted.
Going to the
store,
right.
Going to the hospitals, doctor appointments, those sort of things.
Okay, that's Radney Knott. He's the president of the Historic Mannheim Park Association in Kansas City, Missouri. One more question for you, Andrea Bernstein. What about the losers? I mean, there clearly must have been many cities that didn't, mostly cities that didn't get the money that they wanted.
Yeah, there's some grumbling, but what everybody expects is for them to sort of pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and come back next year and try to get more of this money, which, of course, would be delightful for urban planners and such who've been saying this is what the country ought to be doing.
Okay, we've got a podcast from Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaways transportation correspondent. That's at thetakeaway.org. It looks at high-speed railroads and other projects. And it asks the question that if we'll remember these like we remember the Depression-era Public Works project. It's an interesting question. That's the Transportation Nation podcast. You can find it at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much, Andrea.